Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
And I love movies!
Oh, I meant I love scary movies. One person tried the second time, gave up at loves. Doug loves scary movies. Thank you to Cynthia Barlow for providing the spooky theme song that you just heard. Because it's Thursday, October 30th, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men, Day of the Dead Men, Walking Tall, The President's Men in Blackula. Show me your scary name tag, San Fran's Freaky. Holy crap.
Wow, that's a really impressive name tag situation. I might just move the show here permanently because you guys are nuts.
There's too many to even cite any particular ones, but there's one over there with like stuffed animals hanging off of it. And the lady who's holding it is dressed up as like a sexy cop or something. So that's a lot of fun. There's even a couple of people in the balcony that are like, dare to dream that one of the guests is going to come all the way up there and pick what from where I'm sitting looks like you're just holding up a nightlight. Now it's bouncing up and down. Instead of Halloween, we have Matoween. That's pretty fun. The Nightmare Before Chris. That must be someone named Chris. Somebody brought their leftovers or something from somewhere. Julie brought some, Born on the 4th of the Julie, written on the side of a bag, like a doggy bag from Outback or someplace like that. Lucy, is your name Lucy? Okay, you also have a stormtrooper helmet on. Remember when Luke Skywalker and Han Solo pretend to be dressed up as stormtroopers? The first time I saw that movie, up until that point, I thought that's what stormtroopers. I thought that was like their skin. I thought that's what those guys look like. I didn't know you could. It was a costume. So I thought that they were wearing their skin. Right now, it's just kind of funny seeing like who's gonna put their sign down last. Because people just keep going, oh, Doug's just going off about this fucking stormtrooper thing. I'm not gonna hold this up anymore, but. But
is your name Natalie? And you wrote the Natrix Reloaded, and you are holding that thing up proudly. If this were a pageant, you'd be the winner for the longest amount of poise. And that guy behind her is holding up a box of cereal. What's the cereal say on it?
It's Franken-Benson.
Franken-Benson. All right, well, you know, my guests really generally aren't looking for name tags with my name on it, but I appreciate that you're sucking up to me with some sugary cereal that I no longer eat. I'm off the sugar, you guys, so Halloween's particularly rough. But let's proceed with the rest of the show, shall we? Nice name tags, you guys. Good job. I'm very excited to announce that I will be doing stand-up right here on this very stage on New Year's Eve with past and future Douglas Movies guests, Fortune Fibster, Tommy Jonigan, John Doerr, and more. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. And also don't forget, if you're in the Sacramento area, this Saturday I'll be at the Punchline doing stand-up at 4:20. Come on out for a sack punch. Wait, that didn't come out right. Oh, and by the way, I'm wearing all black tonight in honor of World Series champs, the Giants.
And because I don't own a single item of clothing that is orange. Like, who has orange shit lying around? Like, you really have to just throw on a Giants jersey or something. Like, I can see it. Nobody's wearing orange except for this scary clown in the front row. You two, the stormtrooper and the clown next to each other, you're really committed to, I wouldn't want to watch a whole show from inside those masks. I'd be like, fuck this, why am I doing this? But you guys are committed, I like that. prize bag, it's so heavy, you guys, but the thing I'm most proud about is that, and the name of the person who made it is on the back, but I gotta show you this thing somebody made for me that is to promote my special Doug Dynasty. Somebody gave me the big beard and the general look of a Duck Dynasty person. I don't watch the show, but that's from Willie at Big Uncle Willie. Oh, that's creepy. At Big Uncle Willie on Twitter. Write to him, you guys, if you want him to do something like this for you. I guess. I don't know. But I can't keep it. I can't look at that ever again. I don't need that in my life. Also inside the bag, we've got, just dropped in out of nowhere, contributed by somebody from the audience tonight, a Roku. Yeah, that's a nice item. We were joking around backstage about that might be like... you know, filled with poisonous powder or something. So I was like, well, I'm just going to put it in the bag. I'm not going to check. That's on the winner now. I've got a getting Doug with High mug, one of the coveted mugs, and a t-shirt, and a copy of Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun. And we'll talk about the other things you'll win. The winner tonight's going to get a lot of great stuff. Please welcome to the stage Ngaio Bealum, Brad Williams, Gabe Dillon, and W. Kamau Bell. Welcome to the Diversity Isn't Just About Color panel.
It's about magicians.
What size do you like your man in? All of them are on stage right now. Every size.
You just work your way up.
And I didn't say it in the beginning, but W. Kamau Bell is here, you guys. And
he will also be on the New Year's Eve show here at Cobb's that I mentioned.
But bar backing.
Oh, that's what you meant by you're going to be
here? Yeah, that's
here?
What I meant. I mean,
you're just going to be working that night?
Looking for some part-time jobs.
Oh, my God.
Show business didn't really work out the way I'd hoped. So.
Speaking of bar backing and getting off of that bummer of a note that just happened, can I get another vodka and soda when you get a chance? Dear Punchline. No, not...
Oh, FXX don't pay shit, do they?
Yeah, they really don't pay when you're not on there anymore. But you got a big tour coming up, correct?
Yes, I have a tour coming up starting in next week. Everything. Yes, I'll be playing everywhere except San Francisco. Because I live in the area, so I'll just be in the streets. Just stop me and say, can I have some jokes? And if you're white, I'll be like, that's racism! And see, you'll laugh like this white guy did. Yeah. See? I got some for everybody.
He can really do it all. But what'd you bring for the prize bag? You brought, here's my drink. But no, the show can continue on because I got a cordless. What do you got for the prize bag? You brought a gift certificate.
I brought, I figured if we're doing it at Cobb's, I brought a $30 gift certificate for Cobb's Comedy Club.
There you go.
Yes. I feel like basically people know where it is. They probably like comedy. And I left home without, because I forgot shit.
That's so. Like 1.5 tickets.
Yeah. Well, you know. Or a nice hoodie. A nice hoodie.
Right. Get a Cobb's hoodie.
Yeah.
That's Ngaio Bilom, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Ngaio 420 on Twitter. Good luck spelling it.
N-G-A-I-O. Ngaio was his name-o.
Yeah. And you brought some bud buttons?
Lapel pins, like, you know, for your jacket. There's sure. Humboldt Honey and Super Skunk and Muy Blastido from the weed-themed comic books. I just started writing for those guys, so I'm going to have a weed-themed comic book coming out in a couple months. Stoner Ninja.
That's cool.
And, surprise. I'm actually more interested in this clown and this stormtrooper in the front row. I kind of want to watch him fuck. Is that weird? No, he's like, no. The clown's like, no, that's not weird at all. That's kind of the plan.
I think it's weird if you don't want to see them fucking. That's
exactly. It's rule 43.
Yeah.
That was Brad Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Radio giant. Brad Williams.
Yeah, I live in your city now.
He is a part of you, San Francisco.
Yeah. And I'm now the new morning show host at Live 105. None of you here listen to radio because you listen to podcasts. But maybe you could tell your parents or some other old people.
But if your iPod dies.
Yeah.
On a long road trip.
Yeah.
Everybody needs like a specific little person for their really weird dreams that they have. So now everybody here tonight, Brad's going to be your dream little person.
Dream Weaver. Yeah,
it's
that's
my
me.
Dream little person.
All right.
And I'll be doing stand up here in 2 days on November 1st. So come on back and see me do stand up here.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday night. Nice. But Live 105 early in the mornings.
Yeah. I got to go to bed in like 15 minutes to get up at that time. We were from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m.
We'll wake you
pitching.
Up. We'll wake you up for the Leonard Maltin game.
Okay, sounds great.
We'll let you take a little nap in between.
Why the nap gotta be little, motherfucker?
Hey, if you want to say the jokes instead of us, that's even better. Because as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, here we go. Let's just introduce everybody. Gabe Dillon is here for the first time.
Gabe
everybody.
Dillon,
hey, everybody,
first
nice to see you.
Appearance. He's done magic in the face of a couple of the other guests tonight on Getting Doug with High, and he wasn't on yesterday's episode because he was traveling to here to be on this here tonight.
It took you two days to get here?
Right. Did he hitchhike?
He comes up by pack mule.
Exactly.
And, sees some interesting parts of the country. Like, the fucking drive up the 5 isn't the most boring ass. It's the worst.
One day I'm going to try to do it with my eyes closed because I feel like I know it by heart. Like, I could actually...
Okay, good luck.
Thank you. Come with me.
Because how would you know how fast the other cars are going by heart?
I'm going to use the force.
Oh, okay. I like it.
I can always
count on you to bring it back to movies, and I appreciate that. Has anybody on the panel, we'll start with Gabe, have you ever played Bananagrams?
No, I'm a big Scrabble fan, but I've never played Bananagrams.
This is Scrabble, but like if it was in like a weird yellow ball sack.
I got that. That seems pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, and Bananagrams, they give those to you when you do At Midnight, so I'm putting those in the prize bag. And did I miss anybody? Oh, Gabe, what do you have for the prize bag?
This pumpkin full of candy.
Yeah, look at that.
Hey. There's a maraca for some reason that I got at a bar nearby. There's this rubber rat. And let's see, I've got an orange lighter. I'll put in there.
Did you get my prize in there, Doug?
What was your prize?
Mine's a Ghostbusters on
LaserDisc. Yes. How could I?
Yeah.
On LaserDisc.
On LaserDisc, but I figure there's enough hipsters here. Someone's like, I have one.
Yeah, everybody who's clapping does not own a LaserDisc player. There's no way. Yay! I blew it to my wall.
I keep
Yay!
My laser
something
disc.
To roll joints on. Yay!
Oh, that's a good idea.
I think that just was a positive response to just Ghostbusters.
Oh yeah.
Just everybody just loves that.
I keep my LaserDisc player right under my Betamax machine. So.
Is that where you also kept that outfit that you were wearing tonight?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, we did forget to mention for the listeners, Ngaio is dressed up as the guy that pulls the heart out of that guy in Indiana Jones and the Temple of
Doom. Oh, that's good.
Gully Ma.
Hold on to your potatoes.
No, you do not look like Short Round.
I felt like it was like what Snoop Dogg wears to take a shower. I felt like it was like... Like before he gets in the shower, that's what he dresses like to get shower ready.
I like it.
All right, so that's the prize pile. All of this stuff could be somebody's tonight. Very excited.
Getting duck with high?
Give me that pumpkin.
Give me that pumpkin. How many times you said that in your life?
That was the one, Ngaio.
Don't forget Splinter.
Wait, where's that from?
That was in the thing. You dropped that? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just a rat.
Oh, shit. Let me say a thing or two about dabs. No, I was a good boy today. I didn't do any dabs, but, you know.
Back in my day, we would just smoke hash off of a hot knife over the stove. You kids with your fancy coils and your dabs and your rigs and your nails. That's just created by the dab industry to sell more dab gear. All you need is a broken wine bottle and two knives and a stove. That's all you need. Fancy-ass kids. It's not the future. We're in the now. Be in the now.
So, Halloween is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Speaking of the now, and some folks were nice enough to wear costumes tonight. I've been telling everybody that costumes are encouraged. And so when you go to select your name tags tonight, guys, I really, this is what I don't like about expensive cordless microphones, is that they act all freaky on you.
Well, you were talking hella quiet. I think they just turned you up.
No. It's been up going up and down a few times.
You like that?
Where are you going with this, Ngaio?
It's Halloween in tomorrow. So, to recap, for those of you just tuning in, it's a podcast, Doug. People listen from the beginning. What if they're skipping around? Why is that a crazy light on Mike Myers' face over there?
Even though it's Halloween, a Mike Myers mask is always creepy.
It's just fucking creepy as fuck. He's got his hands in his pockets. They might both be hooks. But he also, you had a crazy light show going on your face. There it goes again. Please don't do that. Please don't distract me.
He's had all the most terrifying people in the front row, it seems like.
But in general, comedians, don't you think shows on Halloween are crazy? Because there are people in the audience that'll sit there and do stuff like that, and you just have to deal with it?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a fucking stormtrooper and a clown in the front row, for God's sakes.
And Sonny and Cher. No?
What?
No?
Who's random Sonny and Cher?
Wait, he... Oh, she's Purple Urkel.
Purple Urkel.
Oh!
I thought you were Purple It's Pat.
It's the same voice. It's the same voice.
All right, so we got to talk about horror movies, and I thought a fun way to do it would be to play around with all these guys of love, like, hate, hate, like, but with horror movies as the subject. So I'm going to go through, we'll all do it, I'll participate. One at a time, we'll go through, and we'll all name a horror movie that we love, then we'll all name one that we just like, then we'll all name one that we hate, then we'll all name one that we hate ourselves for liking. And that's why it's called Love Like Hate, Hate Like. Dave, see, I didn't change my voice at all, and listen out, and suddenly this microphone's on fire all of a sudden. I didn't do shit.
Shh, 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 shh.
Take control of your wireless. Switch to Verizon.
All right, here we go. So we'll start down there on the opposite end with Gabe. You like horror movies, right, Gabe?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? I love that you're here to participate. What's a horror movie that you love?
If it counts, Cheap Thrills.
Cheap Thrills!
Not quite a horror movie. It's more of a thriller.
It is, but it is horrifying, some of the things that happen in it, and disturbing. And I'll let that go, just because I love a good plug for Cheap Thrills. What do you got, Ngayo?
Horror movie that I love?
Mm.
The remake of Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's awesome. And
they,
the Stoner's
they remade
right
that
the
already?
Time.
What?
The one that just came out.
Oh.
That was a remake of a different one.
There was an
it?
Old movie called Cabin in the Woods?
I'm pretty sure. No?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm higher than everybody
Some
here.
Some guy's
That's
on IMDb
fine.
In the back,
Cabin
fact
in the woods.
Checking your ass.
Cabin in the Woods.
I think it was just an original movie, but I applaud your choice of it, because I do love it as well.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Especially good if you never heard anything about what happens in it. Like, if it's a complete surprise, it's especially fun. Right. So, if you still don't know what happens in Cabin in the Woods, watch it and don't ask anybody.
Smart. And the stoner
very
wins.
Smart.
That's not a spoiler. Mm-hmm.
What?
The stoner wins.
The stoner's awesome.
Yeah.
He's a good stoner.
I just like that. Most
good,
movies.
Good stoner character.
Most movies, the stoner never wins. I just like it when the stoner's right. That's all.
Don't get me started about fucking Half-Baked, where Dave Chappelle gives up weed for his girlfriend.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
That's
it's like some weird ass
right
Haze Code. It's like
it's
all right,
man.
Haze
it's,
Code.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay, Doug.
I agree.
One day
Anna
you'll
Faris
find love
loses
and she'll
all
let
her
smoke
shit.
Weed. It'll be all
right. In Happy Face, right? Anna Faris completely fails in Happy Face. They always make stoners look bad. I think it's bullshit.
yeah, because stoners never do anything weird or looking silly.
I'd rather sit around the house and smoke weed all day than steal people's pensions.
Are you accusing me of stealing people's pensions, sir? We talked about this before the show, goddammit.
Not you personally.
Oh, thanks.
You in general.
The royal you.
Aren't you one of those you in general?
Okay, all right. Okay.
I think we're going to leave that there. Let's leave that there.
Aren't you one of those you?
Oh, no.
I don't
know what to say. Brad, you got a horror movie that you love?
I recently heard a rumor. I didn't know that this movie existed, and then I saw it 3 days ago. Keanu Reeves was in a movie called Siddhartha, where he plays the Buddha. I love that horror movie.
All right, I'll allow it. I'll allow it. You can have one joke answer.
Who says it's a joke?
Have you seen John Wick yet?
I've not seen John Wick, so but good. I heard it's actually getting
really good
reviews.
So, did you just say so good?
Yeah, like Rotten Tomatoes has that like 92 or some shit like that. It's nuts.
I refuse to believe it.
Oh, it's so good, dude.
You've seen it twice,
right? Super good. I've seen it twice, yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Thanks for ratting me out, Gabe.
You've seen it twice?
I saw Book of Life last night.
Twice?
I have two eyes.
Why did you see it twice?
That's some deep shit.
Technically.
It's so good. Come out.
Did you just sit there and it started again, or what happened?
No. I saw it a couple months ago, and then I when it opened in theaters, I went and saw it again.
Wow.
And I'd see it a third time tomorrow if I wasn't so busy. There's a bunch of things I want to see right now, but let's stick to the horror movie thing and tell me one that you love.
I'm going to go Blair Witch Project.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew that would be a controversial
choice. Like, you've watched that movie more than once?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
So by picking it, you're basically saying that you're not really into horror films in general?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Okay, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Would you rather watch porn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do spend a lot of time in October every year kind of debating people about the merits of horror films, because I think great ones are you know, certainly great movies, but then all the others are just, to me, one of the least interesting genres.
How do you?
Because they're so repetitive. And I don't really care if they go back and get the cat.
I was talking with someone about Blair Witch earlier, though, and when it came out, it was the first found footage horror movie, and so it scared the shit out of a lot of people because they thought it was...
Oh, yeah.
Real.
No, it was... Dummies were really... their lives were changed by that movie. They really...
I saw...
Everyone around them was able to identify them and get them institutionalized.
I think a lot of it is because I saw it in Oakland, and by the end, the theater was laughing at the little girl crying. The Like when she had the bubble pop out, people were like, "Ah! Ha, ha. That's your fault. That's your fault for going to the woods." Is what I said.
It's a hilarious cautionary tale.
Yeah, why are you going to the woods? Why are you going to the woods? That's what it should be called. Why are you going to the woods, white people? Why are you going to the woods?
What's in the woods for you? What could possibly be there for you?
Yeah.
Everything in the woods is against you.
Yeah, that's why. If it was great, they'd build a Starbucks out there. That's how I feel about the outside in general. If it's great, they'll put a Starbucks there to let me know. Golden Gate Park, more Starbucks.
I love Halloween, the very first original Halloween.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love it. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's just a classic.
It would have been better if Michael Myers had a light-up mask.
Yeah, if the light danced on his face as he came at me, yeah. Like this guy.
How do you get that to
it's
turn
almost
on?
Like, it's like disco Mike.
Right.
It's a very complicated... she's dressed like Jamie Lee Curtis? Wow, you guys really...
That's what she told you because she didn't want to wear a costume. That's what that is. I've been that friend.
No, that's...
Jamie Lee Curtis because I don't want to wear a costume to a public place because I'm over the age of 18.
No,
yeah, look, she's nodding her head yes. Yeah.
No, she nailed it. That's really from the Laurie Strode collection of she wore almost like a guy's shirt in Halloween. So,
yeah, that's and women never
success.
Wear guy's shirts, so that's got to be
I'm
a costume.
Saying it's not the most normal look that she's got on. You're like, why do you have somebody's PJs on, lady? Because it's a costume, idiot. I'll play all the parts. Let's find a movie that you like in the horror genre, Gabe. Gabe the Magician.
The original Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay. With Johnny Depp.
Correct.
Was in there.
Nightmare on Jump Street?
Heather, what's her name?
Yeah. He got killed in that one.
Oh, okay.
I don't find movies where a lot of it is people are dreaming. I don't ever find those scary because the it's always, but I was just dreaming. And I know people get killed in those movies because that's what happens is they fall asleep and then they get killed, but they're still just dreaming. So I call bullshit is what I'm saying. That genre doesn't really scare me that much, but Freddy Krueger was a fun, original, villain, I thought.
And when they rebooted it, I thought they had a chance to like take him in a different direction. And the guy just ended up having to do an impression of what the other guy used to do. And so it was stupid. See, when you have an expensive microphone, you can't really drop it when you really want to. Because that would have been a great moment to just drop the mic, because you guys just got served some truth.
This has been the Doug Hates Movies portion of the podcast.
Why you hate on movies? Ngayo, do you have a one that you like, horror movie that you like?
Does Darkman count?
Yeah. Who?
Darkman. It's an old Hal Raimi or
Sam Raimi?
Sam Raimi. Yeah, look alike.
Sure.
Sam Raimi.
And it's
Liam Neeson. Yeah, that's right. Liam Neeson and Sam Raimi, and he's all freaky. And he's
is that what Darkman was? It was a horror movie.
That's why I'm asking if it counts.
Because I was like, this is the worst superhero movie I've ever seen.
You're looking at the genre all wrong.
This is bullshit.
Maybe, yeah, you thought you were seeing a different genre.
All right, well, then I'll just go with Reanimator.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Who doesn't like Reanimator? Brad?
Movie that I like, the first Scream. That came out when I was like in junior high.
Oh, okay.
And that, all the kids went to see that.
Yeah, I wish they didn't go for all those other screams. would have been kind of cool if they stopped, but what are you going to do? Some people even like Scream 2. I wasn't on board. I was out.
Now they're bringing it back. It's now going to be a TV show on MTV.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Is Apple producing
it? I can't wait. Come out. One that you like.
Django Unchained, does that count as a horror movie? The ending is amazing.
Scared a lot of white people.
The sequel's going to be bullshit.
Go get that nigga.
Wait, who just said that?
I don't know. Brad.
I'll volunteer.
Be careful.
Come on, Brad.
I knew you would.
Come on, Brad. They're not throwing around the M word. The least you can do.
Midget, please, Doug.
Oh! Happy Halloween, everybody.
I wish magician was a slur sometimes.
Oh, it is, Gabe.
Who invited the magician?
Right? Magicians are cool. I wouldn't let my sister marry one, but...
She's half magician.
I'm a juggler anyway. We don't get along. It's like vampires and werewolves, magicians and jugglers.
But I would let my kid marry a magician, a juggler. Fuck that, man. That's like unicyclist.
Well, he's got three balls.
That's what I'm going to say. Jugglers are good with the balls. But Gabe's going to make his dick disappear. So.
You know which movie I liked?
Thank you, Doug. That's why you're the host.
I liked Halloween 2. I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it. I thought it was still a fun movie in that franchise. Gabe, what do you... Uh-oh. Kamau's getting into somebody's fries.
That's like black privilege right
there.
Yeah,
whispering.
You didn't even ask. You just walk right over like it was privilege.
He just leans in and whispers reparations.
Yeah.
Takes all the fries he wants.
Here's the thing, Gaio, and you'll understand this. I didn't even want any fries. I'm just trying to prove a point. I'm allergic to fries. I'm gonna break out, but I'm just trying to prove a point.
It's completely worth it.
Just tired of this shit.
And everybody in the front row just keeps ordering fries. You can't wait for the right food to come along.
No. I'm just
trying
to make
your point with whatever they're eating. Just reach into somebody's glass, take some ice out of it.
These fries are too hot to eat. They're burning me right now. I'm just trying to make a statement. Thank you for clapping. Guy who got his fries janked.
A fry jacker.
Fry jacker.
Now, don't forget, you can pass once if you want, if you don't want
to
be mean to any movies. Is there a horror movie that you hate, Gabe?
Oh, we're on hate now?
Hate, yeah, we're on hate.
I hate The Candyman. Because my brother, on Halloween when I was 5, he made me watch it with his friends, and it was horrifying. The toilet with the bees was...
So you're saying it's so successful at being scary that you hate it.
Exactly.
All right.
Isn't that accomplishing exactly what it set out to do?
I guess, but it still gives me nightmares. So
that's like getting mad at a woman when she makes you come. Like, damn it. Why'd you do that?
Well, did she scare you at the same time?
Is that only if she does it right.
Right, yeah.
But it doesn't it depend on the woman? If it's the wrong woman, what if it's your grandma? Is that all right? Is that good? Is that good? Any woman will do?
Well, then there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you might have nightmares years later.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, okay.
Touche, W. Kamau Bell.
Thank you. That's how I want every point. Touche.
Gabe, could you say Candyman 3 times in a row right now?
Can I?
Can you? Yeah. Can you do it?
Candyman.
Okay, so you're not that scared of it.
Don't you have to look in a mirror?
What if you just made Candyman appear? How bummed would you have been?
I there was one in the front row somewhere already.
That would be so awesome if somebody was in a Candyman costume and they ran up with a knife and murdered all of us. That would be amazing. And that would be such a successful podcast. Really, it would be so popular.
It's really far to go for
a joke.
We
would all be legends, but we'd be dead. That would be amazing.
Are you still you? What's that voice you're doing?
I thought
you were impersonating a white person or something.
No, that's what my voice actually sounds like.
That's what you sound like.
That would be amazing.
That's how people think I should sound.
I'm going to retract my ignorant question I didn't just ask. It was on that. I was like, nah, it's good. We'll talk afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wondered if you practiced that voice or if that's really a voice that you just can do.
We can all do it.
It's like dancing, come on.
Yeah, I just like, why don't I just, yeah, exactly. Me and him can do the Dougie, you can do that voice. That's just how it is.
We all have our strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, we all have our... We're all God's children.
Some of us are God's hiccups, but whatever. Yeah. It's okay.
The yin, the yang.
Just for people listening at home, Brad is saying all the things insulting to little people. All right, let's... I want that. Was that Kamau's voice? Because it changed at one point.
Wait, you don't want them protesting you?
I don't... You know.
I have to sit out parts of this. You guys are saying.
Doug wants it to be over.
Why did you? Brad, do you have one that you hate?
Oh,
Wait, what happened? I skipped Ngaio? Sorry, Ngaio.
We're still friends.
He just doesn't really... Hate isn't part of his thing.
It's kind of true. I love a lot of things.
Yeah.
Except for The Howling 2. That was a terrible fucking film. And The Howling 1 was awesome.
Oh, was it supposed to be a horror movie?
Apparently.
Oh, okay.
Oh, does it count? There's werewolves.
I'm thinking of Freeway with Reese Witherspoon.
That's a completely different movie.
Yeah. Why is this happening all of a sudden?
Candyman.
Is that how it happens?
Yeah. This podcast is haunted. Okay, so now we go to Brad.
And I feel weird saying I hate this movie because I know it was supposed to be done for camp, but Jason X was fucking awful. Thank you for applauding that.
That's when Jason becomes a Muslim?
No, it's an origin story from back when he was 10 years old.
That's joke of the night.
He started murdering people. It's too early to give out the best.
Cutting bean pies in half with a chainsaw.
Seriously, Brad, it's too early to give out the best. It's super short-sighted of you to give out that award so quickly. You could still win it. Especially with a silent thumbs up.
That would be good for the podcast.
That's what the listeners love.
Yep.
Did you say a movie?
Yeah, I said Jason X.
Oh, right.
What? I'd like to talk to you about dabs for a moment.
Apparently there's some good shit.
Kamau, what's your hated one?
It's probably a tie between Pet Sematary.
Ooh, that's terrible movie.
That's terrible.
But funny terrible.
Yeah, but it's really, it's just like at the end we're like, it's a 2-year-old. Oh no, kick him in the head. It's okay. And The Blind Side. I think it's a tie between those two. That scared the shit out of me.
Oh, this...
White ladies can just adopt you without your permission and make you play football? That's some scary shit.
Mine is Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. Not a fan. What's one that you hate yourself for liking, Gabe?
Chucky.
Which?
How dare you? That's a brilliant movie.
Which one?
Little tiny guy kills a bunch of people. I love that shit.
I'm sorry, Brad.
Weren't you talking, up for that part?
You talking The Flagship, Child's Play? Are you talking about Child's Play 2?
The original.
Okay, Child's Play. Mm. Okay. It's not the greatest movie, but it does establish a pretty awesome character.
That's what I like about it.
All right. That's why you hate yourself for liking it.
Magician.
It's a perfect answer, yeah.
I like weird little ventriloquist dolls.
All right.
I like to put my hands in things.
What?
I was saying.
Gabe.
That was an excellent impression.
I'm not going to make the same mistake I made last round. Brad, what movie?
I see you how take you that.
Gaio?
Yes.
One that you hate yourself for liking?
Wait, I had two. I was going to say, Army of Darkness is completely ridiculous. And I love it.
Don't hate yourself for liking that. Love yourself for liking that movie.
It's really stupid. But also...
I don't really think of it as horror either, but...
Right?
Go ahead.
Spring Breakers.
Ooh, that movie is... that's definitely a horror film.
Right? Spring Breakers. The moral of that story is cute little white girls can kill anybody they want and get away with it. Did you ever see the movie? Okay, watch the movie. I'm not giving it away.
Yeah, they can get away with it as long as they have a mask on.
And a bikini. Everybody's thinking about it now. Like, we didn't know this would be such a heavy podcast, Doug. We just came out for movies, and it's all race relations and size differences. That's just the penises.
Wow, that bikini's really hot. I hope I hope the person wearing it doesn't suddenly shoot me in the face. Oops, I'm
right?
dead. I'm dead.
You'd probably be the one, want to be yeah, the one doing the shooting.
That is... You really? I'm going to change my the horror movie that I love is Spring Breakers. I'm switching it up. Do you have one that you hate yourself for liking, Brad?
Yes, the movie Eight-Legged Freaks with David Arquette. I fucking love that movie for some weird reason.
All right. Seems like a fun romp.
It was.
I haven't seen it.
Spiders kill people. That sums it up.
But the effect is fairly cheesy.
I think they went for cheese.
Is John Goodman the exterminator in that one? No.
No, that's arachnophobia. Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah no, that was the good Spiders Kill People movie.
Is Matinee a horror movie?
Matinee?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I like it, though.
Manatee's probably
Joe Dante
movie.
Directed that? Kamau?
It's sort of an obscure movie. Remember that movie Feast that came out of that movie, that came out of that TV show, Project Greenlight?
Oh, yeah.
It was like, because I watched the whole show, I hated the movie, but I liked it because I liked the show.
Oh,
there's
okay.
The voice again.
Yeah, I think that guy worked again. I think he directed another thing.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, if Matt Damon was around this must be good. Matt Damon.
Was that from World Police?
Matt Damon.
Team Police.
Did you guys, did anybody see Tusk?
The Kevin Smith movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Ah.
You didn't like it?
I
why not?
No, it's not that I didn't like it. It was so well made, and yet,
Do Canadians frighten you?
A little bit.
Oh, okay. Wait, that makes sense then.
Did you bring this up yourself to tell us how inarticulate you are on the subject?
Well,
guys seen Tusk? It was so...
I've been processing this movie since it came out fucking months ago, and I still don't know...
No, it's a movie that is in your head when you close your eyes and try to move on with your life.
You gotta go full walrus. But,
Kevin Smith said, though, that it's failure-funded Clerks 3 somehow.
That's too bad.
The
all
failure
right.
of Tusk.
I don't know how that works.
Well, everything can't work out for the best, you know.
A lot of Clerks 3 excited people in the room.
Every silver lining has a touch of gray.
Yes.
We're almost done, right?
It's your turn.
With the whole show, I mean. I'm going with, it's funny that this came up anyway.
Halloween 4.
The movie that I hate myself for liking is Bride of Chucky. Bride of Chucky.
Is that what's her name is in the
Jennifer Tilly.
Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah. And that's when that's when John Waters has a line, "God bless the little people."
Do you like have every time
pretty much
little people are mentioned just
pretty much.
I can name every movie that has a pot smoking scene in it.
Yeah.
And you can
like
name
every movie that has a dwarf reference. I got it. Like if someone 22 miles away quotes Snow White, my ears perk up like somebody's in trouble. Like
were you up for one of the parts in Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, yeah.
I meant as a trader on the stock exchange.
Yeah. What were you guys thinking?
He's an actor, you guys. He could play anything. He could.
I've got range.
He could throw another guy that's small like him.
Oh, I totally would too. Is that sick?
Why don't they start that up? Like
dwarfs tossing
each other? Yeah, instead of big people getting in there and.
Because we can't carry a lot.
That was the most vulnerable thing you've said all night.
There's
a hint of sadness in your voice. Because we can't carry a lot.
He showed us his hand. He's like, we can't carry a lot.
I'm actually bummed I can't do it. Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
Just use babies.
Okay.
So as a black guy, I get a lot of black roles that are
Yeah.
Every Christmas commercials are filled with little people.
Yeah.
You must get those. Like, you want to audition for that Lowe's commercial?
Yeah, all day, every day.
Come down do you ever take them?
Never. But I still own an elf outfit.
Just in case.
That's just for role play.
Special lady.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because eventually you're going to meet that lady.
Yeah, because sometimes Christmas comes more than once a year. You know what I'm saying?
Hi-oh!
Right down the old chimney.
Don't cheer for that joke. That was awful.
Cancel my food order. What's happening? We're going long. This is a scary episode of the show. But thank you guys for playing that round of love like, hate like. And now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin!
Gentlemen, pick your name tags.
Oh, wow. People are running. Very exciting name tag selection. Before they come back, I'm going to go to a commercial. We'll be right back. And we're back! Still at Cobb's Comedy Club on Columbus. Out on the streets where I'm going to be later this evening. For people that are into standing around out on streets.
What's the cross street?
Lombard.
The ocean.
Hopes and dreams.
The ocean, yeah.
I'll be there.
Okay, I'll see you there, buddy. See you there, balcony buddy. Don't fall off now.
That sounds dirty.
Don't be the first guy to die at Cobb's during my show.
Unless we all get murdered.
Or come back on New Year's Eve and do it then. Oh, everyone's like, oh, don't die. Who are you playing for, Kamau?
Our Zoo of the Dead. In the balcony, way back up there.
And
it's a baseball bat with a movie poster, and it's got lights, which is why I picked it, because I like shiny things.
I saw those lights bouncing around earlier, and I thought, you know, they didn't have a chance in hell.
That's why I did it.
You went for it.
That's right. Follow your dreams, everybody. Follow your dreams.
Congratulations on getting here late and still succeeding. That's the American way.
Exactly, yes.
Brad, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Breakfast at Mallory's.
Oh, okay.
I'm playing for Mallory, and she has a packet of cereals.
Dibs on the Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah. And there's sugary cereals, and I'm not going to lie, it had Lucky Charms in it, and that's why I picked it.
Because you're magically delicious, Brett?
That's the reason. Yeah. What? A midget can't enjoy Lucky Charms? Fuck you, people.
Oh, no, you can enjoy them. All you want. Just don't make a wish before you start eating them. I don't know what that means.
I was trying to follow the logic.
Isn't
on that
how Lucky Charms works? Isn't that like if you make a wish and then you eat a bowl, then you like if
smokeable.
Your wish like if your wish is to become fatter, like then you eat it and go, wow, it really happened. Who are you playing for in Gaio?
Tom's Burgers. They're like Bob's Burgers, except they're made out of cupcakes.
Oh, you scored.
Gluten-free, apparently, because he's punishing us. But, so, gluten-free.
She might have thought Graham Elwood was going to be here.
She might have thought, is he gluten-free?
He loves the gluten-free shit, so people bring that to get him.
He has gluten-free shits?
Apparently.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I imagine one leads to the other.
Conservation of mass.
Why has my shit got so much gluten in it?
gluten sneaking in somewhere along the way. I think I sat in some gluten today.
That's where gluten comes from. People's shits. That's where it comes from, and they put it in the bread.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Enjoy the nachos, everybody.
Enjoy your cake.
Gabe, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Ryan over there, who made an Anacon Doug poster.
Anacon Doug, and it's really big.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Glorious.
It's pretty awesome.
People are amazed by that.
People are going to Kinko's for you, man. like, how much that cost?
Yeah, I don't know if Kinko's can handle something that big. That's a massive thing he's got there. All right. What's the guy's name again?
Ryan,
because you're going to roll it up again, aren't you?
Sure.
Okay. Did he write a shithead on the back of it? No? All right. We'll worry about that later. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. I'd like to play a new game tonight, if that's all right with everybody.
New game.
It needs a title still. I couldn't think of a clever title to describe this. It was suggested by Dave Rosario. And here's what's going to happen, guys. Everybody plays. Everybody on stage, that is. If you know it in the audience, don't yell out, because this is one where people are going to know it maybe before the contestants do, my guests. I'll name three movies. After I've said all three, you got to wait for me to say all three. Then the floor is open for guesses of what movie, you know, what performer is in all three of those films.
Kevin Bacon. Right.
See, that's what I'm saying. You can't guess that early.
Oh,
you gotta wait till
Lou Gossett Jr.
You gotta wait till you hear. You gotta wait till you hear three of them.
Do we ding in, or we just say
you
the
just
name?
Just say it.
Okay.
Because I think somebody will get it quicker than the others.
All right.
Hopefully, if people say it at the same time, we'll worry about that when that happens.
We'll just give it to the tallest.
Oh, that sounds really. That sounds especially fair today. It's actually like you always could say that.
Yeah.
But then you
that's
really
Brian
you whip
here.
It out I'm at the worst.
Much.
Is Brian taller than you?
Yeah, a lot taller.
A lot?
Brian's taller than everybody.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Pete Holmes?
No, I'm but we're about the same.
Not like that's important.
I mean, if you're judging quality of person, I just think it's about, you know.
It's the size of the fight and the dog, man.
Nah, the size of the dog matters too. So I'm just being a dick for this thing.
You can holler at my dog.
After three names, if no one on stage gets the right answer, I will say a fourth name and a fifth name and a sixth name and so on until somebody jumps in and gets it right.
All right.
All right. Movie or the...
Huh?
Never mind.
Movie titles. Okay. This one person's been in all these movies.
Okay.
All right. And also, if there's another person that's been in a few of these movies, it's the one I'm thinking of that matters.
Got it.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Got it.
And as usual, all the shit.
So put yourself into my mindset and then proceed to fuck this up.
It's like getting a bank loan.
Yeah. Somebody hand me a vapor pen.
Here we go. Your first three titles are Veronica Mars, Road Games, and My Girl 2.
Anna Chomsky?
Nope.
Kristen Bell?
Nope.
I'm out.
Random cute white girl.
Blonde white lady.
Gabe?
All right, I'm going to give you another name. Gabe, you have any guesses, Gabe?
Nope, out.
You don't have to say out.
Can we be Secret back in if nobody out. Else gets it? Can we still
Yeah, you're always in. You okay. just guess yeah. until somebody gets it right.
It's a new game, huh?
Prom Night.
Amanda Seyfried.
Veronica Mars, Road Games, My Girl 2, Prom Night.
Carrie Russell?
Random white actresses?
Terror Train.
Well, now
Prom
I know it.
Prom Night. Who is it? My Girl 2. Road.
Jamie Lee Curtis!
That's correct.
Holy shit!
Jamie Lee Curtis.
What?
Wow.
What? You just said that. You didn't even believe that. You just said
no,
it.
No, it came to me. She was in Prom Night.
She was in all of
My
those
Girl
films.
Too.
It was like one of the...
yes! No!
Do you know how I knew it was Jamie Lee Curtis? Because she's in all of those movies. Okay, it was going to start getting even easier. The Fog, Halloween 2, Halloween. And if you didn't get it by then, I was going to walk off and disgust.
Trading Places.
Trading great places. Job. A guy who gets to go first in the next game, which is Last Man Stanton. I am not going to play on this particular occasion because I'm using an audience Twitter suggestion of who to play this game with, and I think it's a good one. We're going to take turns, you guys are going to take turns naming movies based on something written by Stephen King. And we're talking movies. So don't get into TV movies. Don't try to slide It by me. Don't try to throw out a Langoliers. Don't fuck around with a... No more examples.
Where I am. Sure.
Salem's Lot.
Okay.
Or The Stand. None of those. We start with you and Gaio, and then we will go to Brad, and then mm-hmm. Kamau, and then Gabe.
Misery.
Mm-hmm.
Thinner.
Shawshank Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
My turn again.
Mm-hmm.
Cujo.
Mm-hmm.
The aforementioned Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Christine.
Those were all of mine.
What?
Those were all of the ones I had.
You don't have any more? You don't want to think about it for a second?
I was.
Do you want to stall? Do you want to do a magic trick real quick?
I have no cards on me. Or
yeah, that's rude, you guys. That's like if I tried to get Brad Williams to do a lap dance right now.
Exactly. But he can do that.
Totally
Brad
do it.
Will do that gladly.
I'd give it to the stormtrooper.
Oh, she took her head off finally. I like it. All right. Okay.
I was just
so Gabe's,
hoping those wouldn't
so
be
Gabe's
said.
Out. Gabe's throwing himself on the mercy of the court.
Maximum Overdrive.
Uh huh. He directed that one.
Wow.
Brad.
He's a Red Sox fan. Was Fever Pitch his?
Okay, you're out.
He never answered my question. Was that his?
Come out.
I don't know.
You can do it, man.
See, I think that
Stephen
was most
King.
Of the ones
Stephen
people
King.
Think of.
There's a bunch more.
I know there's a bunch more. I
just thought of three.
Can you tell me one? Can you
I'll whisper one. And
okay.
See.
the I'm out. I'm
do you
out.
Have another one in Gaio?
The Green Mile?
Yeah.
Was that him? Mm-hmm. God damn it.
Yeah.
The Green Mile.
Dolores Claiborne. Did anybody say Carrie?
Wow,
oh,
that's right.
Wow, that's an obvious
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Stand by me, of course. Stand by me.
Did somebody holler
the
out
mist.
Roots? Did somebody say Roots? That's fucked up.
That was a horror film, but
roots.
No.
What? Apt pupil, yeah.
Apt pupil.
Ninja Turtles, shut up.
I was just naming off strands of weed.
Everyone knows Ninja Turtles was written by Michelangelo. What? We thinner. Said thinner.
I said thinner.
Who said shiny?
Okay, that's enough.
Wasn't thinner a TV show, though? It wasn't. Was it a movie?
Thinner
was a movie. It was a movie.
Yeah, that's a movie.
Yeah.
Good call.
You guys, San Francisco wins for most comedy answers. Usually the crowds aren't as wacky. But now it's time to really get serious.
Wait, so you've won both of these now.
Yeah, oh, wow. Guy was
I'm
killing
two for
it.
Two today. It's yeah. The robe.
It's time to play the Leonard Maltin game.
Lou Gossett Jr.
I don't like pre-guessing. I don't care for it one bit.
Premature e-guessulation.
So you get to go first, and Guile. Then we're gonna go to Gabe, and then to Kamau, and finally to Brad. I just almost couldn't see you there.
Because of Kamau's hair, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
High and tight tonight, bro.
Really? Did you just pull a pick out of your back pocket? Like it was 1970?
With a
fist.
Not just
with
any
a fist.
Pick.
With on the fist. Hand. No.
Yes, that's right.
Cornbread Earl and me.
Hey, did you guys hear about the Jewish stoner? He was high and tight.
Oh, I get it.
I figure, you know, that's the one group we can make fun of up here tonight, right?
My kids are having
that and
certain.
Women. just threatening to make fun of women got people upset.
You're in San Francisco, Doug. You're
yeah,
in San Francisco.
What are you doing, man?
Come on, Doug. It's all about ethics and gamer journalism.
I don't know anything about that.
That's all right.
You get to pick category, Ngayo. At Minky the Cat. Minky the Cat suggested Gonorrhea Girl. Gonorrhea Girl. And that's a movie where a woman gets a STD. I don't know why
I don't really
people,
think
I don't
I like
people
those
are
films.
Cheering for that category. Woo! I give them out all the time. Woo! At Mike_Spatafora suggests Ethan Hawke down. And that's movies where Ethan Hawke dies.
Popular category.
Yeah.
For then, Uma Thurman.
Wow, okay.
Bemopolis.
I got it.
Thank you. Thank
I got
you.
It. That was funny.
Somebody named Bemopolis or Benopolis. I think it's Bemopolis, though. Suggested Fuck, Marry, Kill. And that, of course, is the films of O.J. Simpson.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. When I knew how sensitive everybody was, I could have skipped it, but I said...
I gave away joke of the night said, too soon. You're yeah, right, yeah, Doug. Yeah.
I said, fuck, marry, kill that. I'm going to say it.
I mean, he wasn't convicted. I just want to say that for
of,
the record.
Of
so,
being
fuck,
married.
Mary allegedly killed.
Fuck, fuck, Mary, if I had killed her, here's how I would have done it. Fuck, Mary, if.
Yeah, I guess maybe we should expand the game to fuck, marry, kill, weird robbery.
Yes. Fuck, marry, kill, steal stuff I own and go to prison for an unreasonably long time.
Steal your own
for
shit
stealing
back.
Your own shit.
Yeah, for stealing your own shit because white people have long memories.
As thinkers go, he's a hell of a running back.
Okay, so...
We have to go with fuck, marry, allegedly, kill.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm the only one who knows all the O.J. Simpson movies.
All right, well, you get to pick between three different years. Would you like an O.J. Simpson movie from 1974, 1977, or 1978?
77.
That was pretty much his wheelhouse for movie roles.
and running through airports.
Which one do you like?
77.
Okay. This movie has O.J. Simpson in it from 1977. Leonard gives it 3 stars. He says it's an entertaining epic, and he says it was filmed in France and Italy. And he lists 10 names, 11 names. 11 names. How many names can you get it in?
8.
Guy Obilum says 8 names, Gabe Dillon.
7.
7, says Gabe Kamau.
6.
Name that movie.
I knew. Brad. That's why I said 6. I knew it was coming back to me.
Oh, yeah. Brad.
I only know 1 O.J. Simpson movie that's not. Anyway, so let's.
All right. Well,
that's I'll not ones that weren't made then.
I'll give you the 6 names and just see where you stand.
I'm just gonna say
Lionel Stander, Aida Valley, Ingrid Thulin, John Philip Law. Sorry about this next one, buddy. O.J. Simpson.
You're just putting random names together, and you said O.J. Simpson. That's all that was.
No, he was whatever billing that is. He was like 8th billed. And then Lee Strasberg is your 6th name out of 11.
Cornbread and Earl.
Yeah. Oh, that's your guess?
Yeah. It's, no, I was thinking about what I was going to do after the show.
And me?
Let it marinate.
You're gonna do Cornbread Earl and me?
Yeah.
That was the actual movie.
Oh, there you go. Then never mind. Then I know no O.J. Simpson movies from that era.
This is a tough one. This is really a tough one. And Gaia, do you think you know it?
It's not Capricorn 1.
No.
Damn it.
That was one of the other ones, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that means that Brad is on the board with 1 point.
All right.
We're playing to 2 points, so it's still anybody's game.
What was the movie?
And the movie's called The Cassandra Crossing.
Oh.
Yeah, starring Richard Harris, Sophia Loren, Burt Lancaster, Ava Gardner, Martin Sheen.
You could play that movie right now, and we still wouldn't be able to guess it. You could, with the opening credits of the title, be like, I still don't know what that movie is.
And Gaio knew the older one, Capricorn 1. Like, right. He was familiar with that.
That's
so.
Where they faked the moon landing.
What are you going to do? It's a tough game.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Walk it off, yeah.
Shake it off like Taylor Swift. Or Mariah Carey. Or Jay-Z. There's a lot of shaking to go on.
What? All right. What we're going to do now is we're going to start with... who challenged who there?
Brad challenged me.
Brad challenged... Okay, so...
Coming strong tonight,
like a well-oiled machine.
So we're going to start with Gabe and then go to Ngaia.
All right.
And Gabe gets to pick a category. Would you like paper? This was suggested by @Henitals. Instead of genitals, Henitals, but with 2 N's. I don't know why a person would pick a name like that. But Henitals had a great suggestion. And that's the category is called paper. And it's because movies where Dwayne Johnson dies.
Well done.
Wow.
Well done.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then @SeanHartMusic suggested there can be only one. And that's movies that only have one word in the title. One word titles. And then @Vespa59, in honor of this show tonight, suggested... Halloween. Halloween. And that's movies that have a sudden shot of a penis.
A sudden shot.
Sudden, like, oh shit, there's a penis. Which is any time a penis appears in a movie.
So long and drawn out is no. Yeah, okay, yeah. All right.
It's usually not like a ta-da.
No, it's just more like, ah! They just cut to a penis. Like
that's what I do
with
my dick. All the time.
Maybe you shouldn't use cut and penis in the same sentence.
Yeah, no. They're not all films about John
Star
Wayne Bobbitt.
Star wipe to penis.
All right, so which one of those do you like, Gabe?
One-word titles.
One-word title, all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those other funny ones will live for another
time. It doesn't matter what song you want.
That was a rock reference.
That's a rock reference. Thank you.
I got you, bro.
I appreciate it, bro.
Gabe, this movie with one name in the one word in the title is from 1996. Leonard Maltin gives it 3 stars. He says that it's got well-drawn characters and someone late in the audience.
Someone knows it already.
Well-drawn characters. I know exactly what that is.
From 1997, this is too easy, sir.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, what kind of trick was that you're trying to pull? It's 1996.
Come on, man.
Don't confuse anybody, especially me. Well-drawn characters. Henry Winkler appears in this movie unbilled. Did not want to take credit for his appearance. And Leonard Maltin lists I'm looking at 10 names.
Opening
How many
10.
Names can you get? Gabe opens with 10. It's very smart opening bit.
8.
Guy who drops it down 2 to Brad.
7.
Oh, Brad came to play this time. What's Kamau going to do with that?
6.
Oh, Gabe, what do you do now?
Name that movie.
Gabe says
God
name
damn it.
You up on your Henry Winkler films?
Unbilled, hey. Henry Winkler. It's an unbilled Winkler.
3 Little Fonzies.
well-drawn characters. 3 stars from Leonard. 1996. One word in the title. And your 6 names are Linda Blair, Liev Schreiber, David Arquette, Courtney Cox, Jamie Kennedy, and Matthew Lillard. What's that movie called?
Scream!
That's correct!
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
I'm so jealous. Those mics you can drop.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Good thing we said that movie earlier.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. Just the luck of the draw. And
thank you, Black Jesus.
Well done.
Talking in Gaio.
It's true.
All right, we start with Brad, and then we head to Ngaio, and Brad and Kamau are both on the board with 1 point each.
Do I have 1 point?
No, you don't have a point. You did great in those first 2 games that don't matter.
That didn't matter.
Yeah, those games that didn't
the,
count,
the
you
games
were.
Games that don't matter, he fucking
up.
Killed it.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
You're like the Raiders. You killed it in the preseason.
I'm a Niners fan. That has no bearing on me. Go Giants.
Raiders! Lost every game.
All right, Brad, you get to pick.
Okay.
Then we go to Ngaio.
Is it the categories you already mentioned?
No. I'm going to give you some new ones.
No.
I was going to go for that rock category. Strong.
No, maybe it'll come back around.
Woo-hoo.
It won't come
back. Oh, damn it.
Finally, the rock comes around.
Now we're on to one called Premium Rush, and that's movies that won the Best Picture Oscar, but they're under 100 minutes long. Yeah, because most of those Best Picture winners are long-ass movies. Speaking of Best Picture, the next category is Best Picture, and that's Oscar-nominated baseball movies. Best Picture.
Okay.
And then your third option is Spoiler Alert, the classic category that is movies where someone is run over by a car. Which one of those would you like to play?
I would like to play Best Picture.
Best Picture, okay.
Yeah.
These are people in the balcony especially like a good baseball movie. 2.5 stars for Leonard from this movie from 1984. He says this movie is a Serpentine Saga. I don't know why he would say that.
There's snakes in it.
He says it has some effective moments. But the movie's too long and inconsistent.
And it's a baseball movie that won... No.
It was nominated, 1984,
yeah.
Nominated for an Academy Award in 84?
Okay.
No Academy Awards, right?
What?
What?
What's the category? I forget.
Yeah, it's Oscar-nominated baseball movies.
That
have one word
titles.
So it
got nominated, didn't necessarily win.
All right.
I'm not telling you how many words were in the title. Nice try. Darren McGavin appears in this movie unbilled. Darren McGavin.
He plays the part of Henry
Winkler. He's the Night Stalker and was the dad in Christmas Story. And then he lists 9 names. How many names can you name it in?
5.
Brad Williams says 5 names. That's a super bold opening bid. We go to Ngayo. He says fuck.
1984. Baseball, nominated for an award. 4 names.
Name that movie.
Damn it.
Can you just name it? All right, your 4 names are Joe Don Baker. That's 3 names. And Prosky. Robert Prosky, Barbara Hershey, and Richard Farnsworth.
The Natural?
That's correct.
Thank you. You knew it, Brad.
Yeah, I did.
Brad knew it right away.
Yeah, I was like, you should. Yeah.
Yeah.
Robert Redford.
All right, we got a 3-way tie.
I love a 3-way.
Yeah. Of love. And we're going to start now with Kamau gets to pick the next category, and then we'll go to Brad. And Kamau gets to choose between IMDb, because IMDb, and because it's movies where the title is the initials DB. The last one that we did on the show was, the answer was Das Boot, to give you an example. Meals on Wheels was, of course, a great category about oral sex in a car. Movies where oral sex is happening in a car. And Pi, which is movies that Leonard gave 3 stars and lists 14 names.
Wow.
Who's got the algorithm for that shit? Like, how did you...
I had to go in there and do the work.
This shit looks easy, but...
Stoners have free time, yeah. Don't they? Stoners have free time.
This doesn't just happen.
That's why he makes the big money.
Which one of those do you like?
Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels. All right. There's an oral sex in a car in this movie from 1982. 4 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie. He calls this movie dazzling. He also says that it's based on a book, and the person who wrote the book appears in the film. And he also says the director of the film has a cameo as a pilot. And he lists 12 names, it looks like, here. Maybe 11. Let's call it 11.
Let's say 8 names.
Okay.
Goes
Brad,
to me?
Brad, yeah.
It won't get back to me.
It's kind of weird. Can you put down the box of Lucky Charms for just a minute?
No, it's surgically attached to me.
It's just weird. It's like,
why is it weird?
It's like you're fishing for an endorsement deal or something.
That'd be a great endorsement deal. Fuck. I'll say name that movie.
Wait, what?
Yeah, of 8 names, because it's not going to get back to me.
Poor Gabe's boxed out. Sorry, Gabe.
Yeah, I'm going by strategy, motherfuckers.
You know, but I mean, if Kamau answers it, he wins it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but then if he doesn't,
but
I
if he
do.
Doesn't, you do. I know.
Yeah.
I thought I learned so much strategy from watching this for so long, but it doesn't help.
It's like the art of war. You're like the Book of 5 Rings right now.
I meant to say 10 names is what I meant to say.
A 4-person panel can really get...
I meant to say all 11 names.
That's fucked up. But I'll give you 8 names, dude. And I feel good about it. But somebody's going to win.
82?
Mm-hmm. Brandon Maggart. Warren Berlinger.
Ooh.
Amanda Plummer. Swoosie Kurtz. Jessica Tandy. Hume Cronin. Holy shit, he gets 8 out of 11? And John Lithgow. Oh wait, that's 7.
There's 10 names total. Apologies. You're 8 out of 10 names. 8 out of 10 names. Glenn Close. Glenn Close.
Oh. God.
It's, I know this is really stressful. It's a lot of Jessica Tandy.
It's just a list of white people.
Yeah, it's just a...
I was hoping for that.
Who are people in a movie you wouldn't see? God, why does it always have to end up on me? The World According to Garp.
Yeah.
That's correct.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was so confident.
Holy shit. Well, very well done. That was impressive. Where's that person?
Way up in the back in the balcony.
You gotta get
coming
down
late,
there.
Win it early.
You gotta come all the way down here and get all your stuff. Get your prize pile. And come get it right now.
I have to move?
They're getting their jackets and stuff.
Yeah, you don't have to leave. But there really is also not much show left. So whatever works for you. But great job, Kamau. Very
Thanks,
well done.
Yeah, it's the first time I've won.
What made that answer click in for you? Did you just picture John Lithgow in a dress?
I was like, the last time I feel like, in 1982, I feel like that's the last time I saw him, was in The World According to Garp. And it wasn't Ricochet, so.
those are my only two.
That's, I know, those are my only two John Lithgow movies, is World According to Garp, which I saw, mm-hmm. and Ricochet.
All right.
Which is awesome.
You never saw Harry and the Hendersons?
No.
Hey, come on out here.
It's racist.
Look, it's got a Shaun of the Dead outfit on. Adorable.
That's right. Yeah, no problem.
You get the bag and the... what's that? Do I want to keep it? No, it's for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, she meant, does he want to keep the bat? Sign thing.
Oh, you lost.
Congratulations. No, we're good. You can hang on to it. You might need to bat people away with all that great stuff. It'll come in handy. Don't forget the what?
Oh, the maraca.
The maraca.
Can't forget that.
Oh, come get your maraca. Oh,
wow. Whoa.
Impressive. Most impressive.
That was really good.
Are you guys stoned?
Joke of the night.
That was a bit hard to do.
Excellent work. You can see Gabe on most episodes of Getting Doug with High, and his Twitter name is Gabe_Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I'm from San Francisco.
Give a shout out to him.
It's really great to be here. Yeah.
Gabe has seen every episode of Doug Loves Movies at UCB in LA since its inception.
And I started coming here when I was 16 to see comedy, so...
Yeah, so this is a big night for him, so thanks for...
How old is he now? 18? He's like 17 now. How old are you, 17 now?
27.
Are you going to do that joke again when we get to Brad? Angayo, what's Angayo420 on Twitter?
Yes,
and what else you got coming up?
I'm gonna be at the Punchline in Sacramento Saturday night at 10 o'clock, just a special 10 o'clock show, and then I'll be at Chadwick's in Medford, Oregon. Come on out, drive up. It's only like 6 hours from here, and then I'll be at the Humboldt Harvest Fest the week after that, the 14th and 15th in Garberville. Well, actually, in Redway, just outside of Garberville.
That's gonna be fun.
The Outdoor Marijuana Harvest Festival. You better get on my level. That's all I'm saying.
Brad Williams, what's going on, man? Live 105 mornings here at San Francisco.
Yeah. And then you can follow me on Twitter at @FunnyBrad, and I still do my podcast called About Last Night with the very funny Adam Ray. There you go.
Crazy. So you're going all over the place.
Yeah.
Your schedule's nuts.
It is.
All right. Fair enough. Kamau, W. Kamau Bell, you got a big tour coming up. What's the website?
It's wkamaubell.com. So
there you go.
Spell that.
And
what letter does it start with?
wkamaubell.com.
There we go. There we go.
And I looked at it. And you're playing a lot of cool, different kinds of venues, night after night after night. You're going. It's a massive tour. So
it is a massive tour.
Have fun and good luck with it.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you should. You should hire Ngaio to just follow you around in that outfit.
Yes.
Tell people, you could tell everybody he's your spiritual advisor.
It's
pretty
true.
Sweet. All of my tour dates and stuff is at douglovesmovies.com. Thank you to Cobbs, and thank you to San Francisco, always the greatest, most fun place to do comedy and podcasting and Doug Loves Movies. Thank you to everybody who brought name tags. Speaking of which, pass me your shitheads, gentlemen.
Ryan, and, did you write a shithead?
All right, can you come give us a shithead, dude? No rush. No rush or anything.
Keeping the cereal.
I'm keeping the cereal, motherfucker.
Here, you can just write it down on this. Here you go. Wow, this cordless mic's really coming in handy. Yeah. Really work the room.
Radio don't pay much. I'm keeping the cereal.
Star Wars.
Sup, officer? This guy, you just came from somewhere else from work? Oh, you're Bob's Burgers? Okay, thanks. He looks like he just came from a sandwich shop.
There's a woman dressed as a pinata.
I'd hit it.
And I want to make so many completely... I was going to make inappropriate jokes.
Where's the guy that wrote this? Where'd he go? Really? Okay. It's a weird one. It's personal.
Jesus.
Yeah. What do you got on yours, Brad? You gave me the post-it? Or it's on there?
It's on the back of this right here.
Oh, okay, there cool. All right. We got them all. One more time for all my guests. Gabe Dillon and Guy Ubila, Brad Williams at W. Kamau Bell. As always, Jimmy Pesto is a shithead. Well, maybe I should have closed with that one. Let's pretend I didn't say that one, you guys.
Yeah, you're going to need that one as a closer.
Okay. Men who leave the toilet seat up are shitheads. See, it's not this one. It's not as good as this one. And Sasha Obama is a shithead. Oh, and look at this. Jimmy Pesto is a shithead.